What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled I Ate a Decent Fast Food Meal for Under $5. So, this is a restaurant I was at a couple of minutes ago eating, and I ate a giant, like, flatbread, pita, shawarma sandwich, you know, chicken, tahina, salad, you know how they do shawarma and stuff like that. So it was a giant pita bread. It's in the picture, you guys can see it. So I ate that along with like garlic sauce, fries, and a iced tea drink that was very, very sugary. Yeah, I know it's not healthy. I'm just experimenting for you guys to see what type of prices are here in Romania. And Romania is, guys, a lot cheaper than, I'm sorry, not Romania, I'm in Moldova, as you guys know, Balti or Belci, that's how you pronounce it. So here in Moldova, even though Romania is like 25 minutes that way, this country is a lot cheaper than Romania. Now, I ate, again, I ate fries, garlic, what the hell, get lost. Damn B. Oh, yeah, there you go, bastard. So, shawarma sandwich, giant shawarma sandwich, fries, and a freaking, what you may call it, iced tea drink that was really too sweet. That was 78 lei, you know. A Moldovan lei is equal to 17 and a half American dollars. So divide 78 by 17 and a half, you get like what, 4 and some change. So pretty much for like 4 and a half American dollars, I ate a decent fast food meal, okay? As you guys saw in some other videos I did where I'm walking around town, I get to show you the prices of fast food. If you want to grab like fast food, you know, that's what a lot of people here do. They just grab fast food as they walk around. You can get yourself a packet of fries for like 50 American cents. You can get yourself a hamburger for like a buck and a half. Coca-Cola can be that expensive, but I'm not a fan of sugary drinks anymore, so I really don't care how much Coca-Cola is, but I can't see Coke being more than 50 cents or 75 cents. So eating here is a lot cheaper than elsewhere. This is the cheapest food I've ever seen. I had a giant cup of coffee. You guys saw it this morning. It was latte, so it's not any old type of coffee. It's not a cup of joe. You know, it was a latte, you know, 330 milliliters. You know, do the transaction from American to, from European to whatever we use in America. So it was a decent sized cup of latte coffee. That cost me 40 lei. Again, divide by 17 and a half. That's probably like $2.50 for something that you get in America for, say, maybe $5. So the meal I had here for $4.50 in America, that meal probably would have been, you know, a good $8-$9. You can get a really, really good upscale meal. I don't want to say upscale, but I want to say high quality meal in Romania for about almost $9. When I was in Romania the other day in Brasov, I ate a hamburger and fries, and that was upscale stuff. This wasn't like fucking, you know, one of these small street shops. No, this was actual a decent burger, decent fries. It was an actual decent joint that did decent food, and it cost me about 35 Romanian lei. You know, you got Moldovan lei and you got Romanian lei, okay? It's like saying, you know, Serbian dinar and dinar that they use somewhere in the Middle East. Even though it's the same sounding currency, the actual exchange value is a lot different. So in Romania, I was able to eat for $9 a really good meal. Over here, I'm gonna find a decent burger joint. But in all honesty, guys, this city is a little bit below the quality I've seen in Bucharest, in Brasov, and even in Iași, which is like 20 some miles away from here. So again, Moldova overall is a poor country. The standard of living here is lower than that of Romania. Romania is up and coming. So maybe tonight or tomorrow, I'll find a decent burger joint and let you know if their food is high quality and if it's even cheaper than Romania. But from what I have seen so far, the food here is decent, but I wouldn't be eating fast food from the street because it's unhealthy. I mean, the amount of sugar that iced tea had, that blue iced tea you see in the thumbnail, Jesus, that's probably like 10 years worth of sugar in that small bottle of blue iced tea. So the bottom line here is food is definitely cheaper than Romania. It's hell of a lot cheaper than the Dominican Republic. It doesn't even compare to America when it comes to being cheap. So this is a great place to save money, but you have to elevate the quality of life. The coffee I bought, again, I bought it from a upscale coffee shop. Guys, like I've said to you before, okay? When it comes to shopping for everyday products to cook on your own, always shop where the locals shop, okay? Don't go shopping at some high-end, fancy-schmancy supermarket because they're gonna rip you off, right? So always shop where the locals shop when it comes for stuff that you're gonna cook at the house. But when it comes to eating out, go to middle-scale, you know, somewhat upscale joints because you don't want to be eating food that God knows how many hours it's been out there. You know, yesterday I think I even ate pork yesterday because they didn't understand English and they're like, yes, yes, chicken, chicken, chicken. So this just goes to show you guys, when it comes to eating out, go to more upscale areas. When it comes to living, don't live in one of the small rundown apartments, you know. Always live in good apartments when you go overseas because you have to remember, this is a prestige thing, okay? The fact that you're a foreigner here, people already think you're in the top 1% of society. So if you're a foreigner and you're eating food like they eat food, you live in the squalor they live in, they're gonna think that, hey, this guy is no better than us. So you need to be balling when you're in a country like Moldova. Again, when I say balling, I don't mean, you know, live in a $5,000 a month apartment and buy food from a place where they're gonna rip you off. I'm simply saying that you need to be living a above average lifestyle when you're in a country like Moldova or even Romania for that matter. But overall, guys, Romania is a dirt cheap country. Again, I'm in Belce. This is the second biggest city after Chișinău, which is the capital. I'll be going to Chișinău in a couple of days, God willing, and I'll let you know what the prices are over there and the quality of life over there. Right now, I can confidently say here in Belce, you are a big fish in a small pond. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care. Peace.